Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm in the basement right now. Let me get back upstairs. This is for from it's for a charge. I had on my card. I seen two charges and I don't recognize them at all.
Okay, sir, what is your zip code?
19015.
All right, sir. What is your first and last name?
John Leake, Leake. I didn't expect you guys to call back.
Now, sir, can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 4899 Jackson Drive, Brookhaven, Pennsylvania, 19015.
All right, thank you, sir. Give me one second while it's loading.
It's a long flight up two sets of steps for an old man.
All right, sir. So I see here on the 11th of last month, you ordered a stealth elite drone.
I ordered a drone.
Yeah, it was a free gift that you paid the shipping for, which was $9.97. And that was a free gift into our factory direct membership. And that was the 6732 that you see.
With that, you do. Go ahead.
With that, you do get a $125 voucher with that membership.
I'm speechless because it just looked to me like a free gift. I signed up for the free gift and I got the drone. And this the other amount, this was it, 6732.
Yes, sir.
How do I don't even know what products you folks sell.
It's a lot of stuff. You have six categories, and there's about 20 to 30 things in each category. There's from auto parts. It's stuff like car accessories. You have tips for your windows. You have.
Well. Can I interrupt you, please? I did not want to sign up for the. I wanted the drone, and I agreed to pay for shipping. And if there was fine print there that said we're going to take 6732, so you can get a $125 voucher for something else, that was not my intention.
Yes, sir. It was in the terms and conditions. That's the reason why I was overlooked.
Yeah, it was overlooked. And I'd like to be reimbursed for that. And you can keep the $125 free voucher.
All right, sir. What I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund on that 67.
How much?
A 35% refund on that 6732.
Which is how much? Like 20 bucks?
23.56.
So I'm still paying you 40 some dollars or something, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how about this? Can you email me a something from your company, well, a company letterhead, and what is available to me and what my voucher is worth?
They would have sent that voucher out already. It's depending on how your spam mail is with that, all that information will be in that voucher email.
No, I don't believe I got it. And if I did, it was probably thrown away. Because I had I couldn't make the connection between the free drone and the voucher or the company name. I didn't even recognize that. So can you try to send me? Do you have the capability of sending me that information?
Yeah, I can get them to resend that voucher and the information to you for that.
Can you do it, like, now so I can see if it comes up?
It would take them 24 to 48 hours to resend it off.
And what would be the company name on the voucher?
All right, so give me 1 second.
What do you handle, like 20 companies?
No, more like 400.
400.
Yeah, we're a third-party call center, so we get as many companies as we can.
I hope you understand what I'm, you know, you see free, and then there's 25 pages of do you, will you, can you, do you agree? Nobody reads that crap. I mean, at least I don't.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, because nobody never reads them, and they get a bit shocked when they see another charge come from out their account, because they only read the terms and conditions, because usually when somebody gives out something for free, it's an advertisement. They'll never tell you that you're going to be charged within
We need your firstborn, and we need your...
Yeah, a lot of people don't read that. I mean,
that's their intention.
Even with like the one of the most funniest terms and conditions to me is the Peacock terms. You heard of Peacock before, right?
Yes.
You know, and nobody reads their terms and conditions. But do you watch The Office?
Yeah.
You know Kevin?
Yeah.
His chili recipe is in their terms and conditions.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, and it happens, and, you know, I believe it's actually fraudulent for people to do that, but what? I mean, they put it there, it's there for you to read, but it's misleading.
Not necessarily, it's not necessarily misleading, because it's an advertiser page, that's how people get their words out. Netflix gives you a free month of Netflix, but they'll never tell you how much they're charging you. See, Netflix now is like $20 a month now.
Yeah, I know. We've been watching a couple other things on it too. And it used to be so cheap, and it was great. It's just like everything else. Gasoline used to be that way too.
Now they offer a cheap one that's like $5. It's like $7 a month, but it comes with ads.
Oh, yeah?
Who wants ads when they're watching movies?
Nobody, if you watch regular TV.
That's why I have Hulu with commercial-free.
Yeah. I have Hulu, but it's not commercial-free.
I pay $20 a month for Hulu, Netflix, and ESPN+.
And how much is that?
$20 a month.
Oh, 20 bucks for all three of them? And
yeah.
They're commercial-free?
Yeah.
Well... That sounds pretty good. My cable and internet and phone, I don't know, it's over $200 a month. And when you're old and you're retired and you got a budget, you're locked in, you know. They might as well just say, oh, you old dummy.
See, and that's what I somewhat don't get is... Like, they say that with that, they're taking advantage of old people. Well, usually a lot of senior citizens and elders read a lot, so you wouldn't expect them to actually not get caught up in stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't. I got too much going on. I'll go on maybe on the computer for an hour at night, and people say, well, I emailed you that in the morning. Well, I have two email addresses, one for my phone and one for my desktop. And I want to keep it that way because I don't want everybody getting into my phone and having 1,000 emails in my phone where I can go on my desktop. It's much easier to handle and delete them all.
Yeah. But the thing about it is your email is not really protected. They send off email.
That's true.
Google and Yahoo, they, to make money, they, since getting the email is free, they send it off to a lot of people.
So you kind of agree with me. They're all just out to get you. So they're going to send me that again,
yes, sir.
Right?
They will send you that again.
The company name will be what?
Factory Direct, sir.
Factory Direct. And if with a $25 voucher, are they going to charge me another $250 and tell me I can get $300 worth of stuff?
No, it's one price.
It's one thing.
Yeah, it's one price. It's $125 voucher and it's $67.32 a month.
$67. Well, I want to cancel that. I don't want to continually get that $67.32 a month. I definitely do not want that. So why don't we do like you said? Give me the 40% back and cancel the monthly subscription.
The 35% back?
Yeah,
and cancel
whatever
it
was. Yeah.
Okay, sir.
It's like saying, well, here, for just shipping, we're going to give you a brand new Lamborghini, but then we're going to enroll you in the $4 million a month extras.
Yeah, free Lamborghini, that doesn't happen unless something happens to you and you're rich and famous. I just found out that, I don't know if you're familiar with Lil Wayne.
No.
Or whatnot. He's a rapper. He went to
Saudi
Arabia, and he had problems in the airport, and the Prince of Saudi Arabia, because of his troubles, sent him a $2,400 watch and a black Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
No, not a black Lamborghini. It was a black Ferrari, I think.
Well, that's a shame that me and you ain't him.
Right. If I could have his connections, that would be awesome.
Yeah, he'd probably send me a bottle of sour milk.
There's rappers out there that's nicer than him. To be honest with you, one of the most down-to-earth rappers is J. Cole.
Yeah, I'm not much into rap. I'm more of an old country boy myself.
I can't get into country. It's too sad. Too much sadness. Too much pain. It's like
I understand what you're saying, but it's not all that way.
True. I do like the song Red Solo Cup.
Yeah. We all love that. Happy music. That's what we like. Everybody likes happy music.
Yeah.
Don't matter what gender it is. Genre? Is that what it is?
Genre, yeah.
That's it. You know, when I was a kid, it was either... It was one kind of music or the other. They come up with words, genre. My wife said, what the fuck is that? I said, that means what kind it is. Whether it's classical or rap or rock or country. She said, what is the new word?
Don't forget bluegrass.
Oh, I love blues. Now, don't get me wrong, brother. I love blues. I love blues and bluegrass and blues. I love both of them.
See, here's the thing. Where I'm from is the birthplace of jazz.
Okay.
And I don't listen to jazz at all.
Where are you from, New Orleans?
Yes.
Figured that one out. I like jazz. I'm very diversified with my music listening. I like classical. I go all the way. Don't get that wrong, though.
Oh, no, it's completely fine. So I did go ahead and give you back that refund, you will see that refund come back to you in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I did get that account canceled.
Okay,
Would you
great.
like that? And also that voucher will be resent to you as well.
Okay.
Would you like that? Would you like that cancellation number?
Sure, because sometimes things get lost in the mail. And let me, I have like 6 sheets of stuff I've been going through. I just when you get older, Christmas time, you have to buy everybody something, and most of my stuff goes through the card. And I found this one. This is one thing, and there was two other things that said drugs. No, it doesn't say where they were from. They couldn't have been that good because I didn't get no fun out of them. I don't even know what they were.
Look,
Cancellation number is what?
it is C as in Charlie,
C.
262
262
645
645
624.
624. And may I ask your name?
My name is Renee.
Okay, Renee. All right, buddy. You have a great day. And thank you so much. And it was a pleasure talking to you.
No problem, sir. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.